Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. Amen. Today, we are reading from Psalm 78 through, I believe it's 80. Yeah, Psalm 78 through 80 is what we're reading today. I'm so glad to have you with me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor. Lord, we bow ourselves in your presence even right now in the name of Jesus. We surrender our will before you even now, O God, that you might, amen, download into us for that we need to go forth into this day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to awaken on today and to move about and have the activity of our limbs and be able to actually think and make decisions. But, Lord, we want our decisions to be sound ones. We want them to be godly ones, holy ones. We want them to be according to your standard and not the standard of the world. So we bow ourselves before you, O God, that you might show us the way, the ways of salvation, the ways of holiness, the ways of righteousness, the ways of truth. Lord, so daily we come into your presence, and we come, Lord God, in the reading of your word, that you might give us that understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge that we have need of. Oh, Lord, to go forth according to the standard that you have placed in the earth and to perform the purpose to perform. Lord God, we realize that each and every one of us has a destiny. Each and every one of us are here with a purpose. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Help us today. Help us, Lord God. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to perform the purpose that you placed in each and every one of us. Bless the word on today as we read, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every hearer on today, Lord God, but bless them not only just to hear and to read the word, but to be doers of the word, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in each and every one of us throughout the atmosphere. Lord, you see what we have need of, Lord, and our needs are great in our eyes, but they are such small things for you because nothing is impossible for you, and you have all power in your hands. Oh, Lord God, we implore you on today, Lord, that you help us and meet our need on today. Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord. Here we are in your presence once again, asking, oh God, that you move in us. Oh my God, and we give you the glory, glory, glory. On today, we praise your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we see the signs of your presence all over the atmosphere, all throughout our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for that you've done already. Lord, we're asking, here we are again, asking, Lord God, that you perfect us. Lord, we want more of you, more, 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 each and every day. We want more. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hear our cry, oh God, and attend unto our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am reading, and you are hearing from Psalm 78 through 80. Amen. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark things of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law, Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare to them and declare to their children that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters stand up like a heap. In the daytime, he led them with the cloud, and all the night with the light of a fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused the waters to run down like rivers. But they sinned even more against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness, and they tested God in their heart by asking for food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out, overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people?" Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger came up against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven, had rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to be full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sands of the sea, and he let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwellings. So they ate and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not deprived of their craving, but while their food was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel. In spite of this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wondrous works. Therefore, their days were consumed in futility and their years in fear. When he slew them, they sought him, and they returned and sought earnestly for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in their covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, turned their rivers into blood and their streams that they could not drink. He sent swarms of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He also gave their crops to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He also gave up their cattle to the hail and their flocks to fiery lightning. He cast on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble by sending angels of destruction among them. He made a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul for death, but gave their life over to the plague. And destroyed all the firstborn in Egypt, the first of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they tested and provoked the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. When God heard this, he was furious and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent he had placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He also gave his people over to the sword and was furious with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given in marriage. Their priests fell on the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awoke from sleep like a mighty man who shouts because of wine, and he beat back his enemies. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he had established forever. He also chose David, his servant, and he took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, and had young. At that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. O God of the nations have come. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple they have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps, the dead bodies of your servants. They have given as food for the birds of heaven, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those who are around us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you and on the kingdoms that do not call your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants which has been shed. Let the groanings of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach which they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We'll show forth your praise to all generations. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her bow to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O Lord God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine. the vineyard which your right hand has planted. And the branch that you made strong for yourself, it is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 78 through 80. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. God bless.